Tom Karkle in the AM 1400 WRJN News Center. The AccuWeather forecast, going to be plenty of sunshine with a high today of about 67 degrees. Right now in Kenosha, it's 49. It's 40 in Burlington, 51 in Milwaukee, 54 degrees in Racine. A 76-year-old woman died, her 80-year-old husband seriously hurt with an early morning fire to their residence in a large condominium complex along 54th Street near 5th Avenue at Kenosha's lakefront. City crews dispatched just after 1:30 to the report of flames, and upon arrival, the call went out for additional resources. At some point, it appears an explosion took place because of the front door found on the ground out front and at least one broken window. The woman confirmed dead at the scene, prompting a call for the medical examiner, her husband taken by flight for life to Frederick Hospital. How the fire started remains a key question. A Racine County Sheriff's deputy was on patrol just after 2 this morning when he reported a massive fire, in his words, along the 9500 block of West 5 Mile Road in the town of Raymond. A closer look and it turned out to be a home, a rental, but with nobody there. More information led to consideration of it possibly being a case of arson and two individuals involved with similar circumstances to a different house involving the same occupant. An investigator for the county's fire task force was contacted, and the situation brought down power lines in that area. Also raised concern at the time because of a propane tank near the house. The roadway finally reopening to traffic at about 6:30 this morning. In Kenosha, a drive-by shooting last evening leaves a 15-year-old boy with non-life-threatening wounds to the abdomen, a 12-year-old girl with a ricochet wound to the leg. Police called to 61st Street and 18th Avenue, found a news release. What a news release says, however, was a chaotic scene and both victims uncooperative. It was determined that a passenger in a car that was moving rather slowly along 61st Street fired 5 to 6 shots out of the window. 15-year-old believed to have been the target. Release further says the shooting apparently stemming from a dispute at a party in Racine this past weekend. In Milwaukee, 2 17-year-old boys in the hospital, they were shot during an exchange of gunfire with police last night. Officers were investigating a vehicle without license plates in an alley and indicate that the 17-year-olds and an 18-year-old man from West Dallas were found in the vehicle, along with at least 2 guns and drugs. The teens reportedly opened fire at that point. The vehicle was stolen last month on the city's south side. In the village of Caledonia, they are now set for animal control services for the year 2016, a new contract with the Wisconsin Humane Society. Trustee Jim Jobs indicates it's been a good deal for taxpayers who also get a little break next year on the cost of that contract.
Finance Committee reviewed this. This would be for a renewal of our contract with the Wisconsin Humane Society. I believe the village has been very happy with the service that they provided us. This is clearly a business we do not want to get into.
The new contract with Caledonia approved unanimously. A new dental clinic going to be opening up in Racine. It'll serve low-income families. Here's WRJN's Janet Hoff.
Racine County Executive Jonathan Delagrave announced Familia Dental will open in the former Blockbuster building at 5201 Washington Avenue. According to a news release, the company accepts Medicaid, most insurance plans, and offers a significant discount to uninsured residents. In the statement, Dr. Kashan Assad, the CEO of Familia Dental, said he came from an underserved background and wanted to combine his passion for dentistry with the goal of helping others in the community. The clinic is scheduled to open later this month. Delagrave and Azad are holding a news conference on Friday to officially announce the opening. Janet Hoff, AM 1400, WRJN News.
There's another candidate in the race for mayor in Kenosha. 16th District Alderman Bob Johnson filing the paperwork to run for the highest office against former mayor John Antaramian, who had been all alone for the last several months. The two other candidates who initially got into it got out of it, Johnson indicating that the folks he's talked to are concerned about the city's debt and tax rate and crime and condition of the streets, and those issues were not addressed, he said, by Antaramian when he was in office.
Tripling our city's debt, doubling our city's taxes. The level of crime in our city was on the rise when he left office in 2008, and he spent very little money on the conditions or improving our roads, and those are the things that we're experiencing and dealing with right now.
Said he decided to run after those other two candidates dropped out. He has also filed a declaration of non-candidacy for his 16th aldermanic district seat. The mayoral election, of course, is next April. An ordinary revision that would require a permit for vacant homes approved by the Kenosha City Council last night, and it's an ordinance revision from Alderman Kurt Wilson. The sponsor says there's not a district in the city still not affected by the foreclosure crisis. The vacancy rate for buildings in downtown, well, that's well known, but he says it's just as significant in the outlying areas, and the neighbors are worried about these vacant homes becoming centers for criminal activity.
We all know the individual stories of crime houses and neighborhoods and where citizens have rallied to oust those who would use these vacant buildings as opportunities to build up a drug trade or as a home base for gang activity. But homeowners also worry about the impact these vacant houses are having on property values.
Right now, with the ordinance, vacancy permits, that is, are required for all buildings that are vacant for at least 180 consecutive days, except for residential buildings. This change was approved unanimously. Tonight, the Racine County Board will meet, and on the agenda, any amendments to the proposed 2016 budget and then the final vote. And supervisors are going to consider a resolution to sue Talmer Bank for back taxes owed on the former Park 6 night spot at 500 6th Street in downtown Racine. That property now targeted for demolition. WRJN.com. It is your source for our local news throughout the day. Our newscasts are in podcast form. Go to the local news section. At WRJN News, we'll get you our Twitter updates. I'm Tom Karkel, AM 1400 WRJN News.